But Richard, you recently drove a 2025 Genesis GV80 3.5 Turbo Prestige all-wheel drive.
Yeah, so this is kind of a mouthful, Dad. But yeah, 2025 GV80, there's several different trim levels to choose from, as you know, and as some of the listeners know. Genesis sort of does it kind of, you sort of buy the trim level, right? There's not necessarily additional add-ons and stuff you do. They're definitely available, but you kind of buy the trim level you want. And you can get this car, Dad, for less than $60,000 if you want to opt for that a little bit smaller engine, the four-cylinder turbocharged, which still works great. Or you can kind of go to the higher end, which is where we were at, which is the V6. That twin turbo V6, I should say, which worked really, really well. Fuel economy 16 and 22 for an average of 19. And Dad, the one we had is right up there, because this class of car, this not, you know, extra large SUV, but I'm still going to call it a large SUV, right? This larger size SUV class that doesn't necessarily have the third row, but it's got plenty of room in the second row, is becoming a very, very competitive class.
It is.
Especially in the luxury segment, mm-hmm. which is where this Genesis is meant to be. And at $81,000, you would expect that. And some of you listeners say, Richard and John, $81,000. What I would say, folks, is look at some other competitors, and for a car similarly equipped, you're going to be $10,000, even $20,000 higher for a very similarly equipped car. So what has Genesis done, Dad? Well, they introduced this car, let me see here, back in 2021, kind of the first GV80 generation. So this year, not a whole lot's changed. Some subtle exterior and changes, enhancements, whatever you want to say it. And the instrument cluster is nice big 27-inch display. It's got a lot of the creature comforts that you would expect on a vehicle of this, you know, price point and size. Massaging front seats, heated and cooled. You've got heated seats in the back. I think you've even got cooled seats in the second row. This one, Dad, was outfitted not with the third row, but sort of with the, I'm going to call it, and I'm probably going to butcher it, so my apologies, Genesis. I'm going to call it the chauffeur second row. And what I mean by that is basically the second row is more of a, it's more of a, you can have it as a chauffeur car, right? You know, if you're an executive, you want someone to drive you around, it's got the ability to do that because the second row passenger can actually move forward the front passenger seat if they desire, give them some more leg room. They can actually recline those seats a little bit. It's got, you know, color-changing interior. It's got a fragrance dispenser in it. I could go on and on, Dad, about the list of technology in it. But Genesis has done that. And you see this badge, and you honestly, Dad, you see this car, and I'll say it, even at $80,000, you think this car's worth a lot more money than that. And they've done a phenomenal job at it. They really have some cool tech, Dad, and you can sort of speak to this as far as suspension-wise goes, to where it actually has cameras that search the road in front of you and find find potholes, whatever it might be, and essentially prepare the suspension for said, you know, for said environment, right, that it's getting ready to go over. So, yeah, so maybe the right side is going to go over a bump. Well, it can actually anticipate that, have the, you know, the suspension system plan for that just on the right side and keep you going as smoothly as you can. And I will say this, Dad, driving down the road in this car, it is smooth. It is quiet, and it's just something that you get in this car and you feel luxurious. It's even got this mood, Dad, where it sets the mood, or you kind of lets you be in this zen mode where you can sit in the car and it can massage you and it plays this relaxing music, so you can just kind of, you know, veg out for a second, to be honest with you. So it's a really cool vehicle. You've driven some Genesis over the years, and they've honestly kind of they tend to impress every time you get in them, don't they?
Yeah, you know, Genesis is a brand that for a lot of folks, and they're becoming more and more popular because you get a lot of car for the money, and I've said it numerous times, you know, you're going to go spend in a lot of cases, you know, depending upon the model of Genesis and so on and what you're competing against, but anywhere from 20 to 50 grand more to go find another like luxury vehicle like the one you're looking at on the Genesis side. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. That's how much of a better value they are than some of the other vehicles that are on the road. And for those that are listening, yes, Hyundai is the parent company, but there is no other Hyundai Kia that matches what Genesis is doing. It literally is its own line. It's a lot like what some of the other luxury car makers do that are out there as well. So no, it is not like the other sister companies that are there underneath the Hyundai brand or the Hyundai label, if you would. Richard, Genesis is its own deal, if you would, and they build a very nice luxury car for a very great value.
They do. And the other thing is we've talked about this before, they are willing to stand behind it in terms of their warranty, right?
Right.
Become standard. The Genesis warranty, 5-year, 60,000-mile new vehicle warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, 7-year, unlimited-mile anti-perforation warranty. This is on top of some complimentary rate maintenance and some service valet that you get by buying the Genesis, which, like you said, is in direct competition to some of the other manufacturers, right? Some of the other luxury brands that are kind of doing some of that. So overall, Dad, I was pleased with it. Like you say, business is getting to the end of the year. I don't know if this necessarily, fits your requirements, whatever you're looking to do, but I would strongly encourage you, if you're looking for a large luxury SUV or whatever you want to refer to it as, right, Dad, enough for 4 full-size adults without any issues at all, I would encourage folks, head to your local Genesis dealer, test drive it, get out and experience this car. And if it's been a while since you have, I really encourage you to do that because I think you'll be really happy. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.